Part 1. Lost and Found. Chapter 1.
Ready or not, here I come.
The front and backyards were off limits. Eric knew this, but Ben still locked the doors when they played. Even 3-year-olds know that the only true rule in hide-and-seek is don't get caught. Eventually, the boundaries of the game would expand. Maybe in a few years. Ben could only imagine the hiding spots Eric would discover once he was officially liberated from walls and rooms.
I know all your spots, bud,
Ben taunted as he walked into the hallway that fed their bedrooms and bathroom. A muffled giggle floated from Eric's room. Ben doubled back in order to add a little more time to the clock. This was the 5th time they'd played this game in the last hour, which was about 5 more times than Ben would have preferred. But this game at least afforded Ben some time to himself. The longer he could draw out the hunt, the less frequent the screaming and laughing fits would be. It was a hard game to play for both of them. Their house was fairly small, and Ben was more than fairly large for a 15-year-old. There was virtually nowhere for him to conceal himself. But Ben's turns as the hider were really only ceremonial anyway, just a formality. Eric's giggles were the soundtrack of the game, growing louder and more uncontrolled the closer Ben got. Even without his brother's snickering, Ben usually knew where he was hiding. Right now, Eric was in his bedroom. But Ben found Eric only some of the time. Most of the time, Ben let Eric sneak loudly back to the base.
Ollie, ollie, oxen free, Eric would call.
Aw, dang it,
Ben would protest. It was a fun enough game, but Ben's enthusiasm for it wasn't quite as strong as his brother's. It seemed like Eric might just go on playing it forever if he had his way. Ben walked into his own room and slipped his shoes on. He'd have to leave for the store soon enough. Ben tapped his knuckles against the wall behind his headboard. Knock, knock, knock. No response. Eric was getting cleverer all the time. The hall perpendicular to Ben and Eric's led to their parents' room and was lined with family photos in cheap frames.
You over here?
In the kitchen, Ben again ran his thumb down the itemized grocery list his stepmother had left for him. Deidre cooked well and often. Half the time it was tough for Ben to imagine how the ingredients could work together, but they always did. She was talented at just about everything she tried, and she tried a lot of things. The house was speckled with scraps of her hobbies, both old and new. An ovular table connected the dining room and kitchen by virtue of the fact that it was too big for the small space. It was the nicest piece of furniture in the house, though it was surely better suited for one with more square feet. Ben jostled the drawers and cabinets of the small buffet piece in the dining room's corner.
I'm going to find you. Ollie, ollie, oxen free,
Eric called as he barreled into Ben. Small as Eric was, Ben's left leg was weak enough that he was pushed off balance. Ben's hip struck the edge of the buffet, and a small Hummel figurine tumbled down from the mantel. Ben lurched and whipped his arms out, fumbling with the porcelain doll until it rested safely against his chest.
Go easy, Ben said.
But Eric either didn't hear or didn't care. Through chestnut curls, his bright hazel eyes smiled as he squealed and giggled around the table.
You hide now, the small boy said.
Can't and won't, Ben sighed, placing the figurine back on the shelf. We gotta run up to the store, bud.
What for?
So you don't starve to death.
I don't wanna go.
Ben rubbed his left thigh with the heel of his hand.
That wasn't the deal, remember? We play for a while, and then we head on up to the store. Besides, I was gonna get you something, but I can't remember what it is you like.
Was it peas?
No,
Eric said and laughed. Nah, I didn't think it was peas.